Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has long been a friend of the Association of Southeast Asian Nation Countries. Speaking by video at the annual U.S.-ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that our visions for the future of the Indo-Pacific is closely aligned. The United States is committed to ASEAN centrality in the Indo-Pacific and to supporting the prosperity of our ASEAN partners, he said. We are providing $89 million in assistance to fight COVID-19 in ASEAN countries, of the $20-plus billion that we have provided worldwide. We've delivered 850 ventilators to Indonesia, with another 150 expected to be delivered in the course of the next couple weeks, and 100 ventilators in the Philippines as promised as well. Secretary of State Pompeo announced a number of new initiatives designed to help ASEAN countries strengthen their sovereignty and growth.
First, we're pleased to adopt the ASEAN-U.S. Plan of Action for 2021 to 2025 to guide our future engagement together in line with ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific. We're launching, too, the Mekong-U.S. Partnership to expand our engagement with the five countries of the Mekong region, a region of tremendous importance to ASEAN's prosperity in unity. We're proud, too, to advance the U.S.-ASEAN Statement on Human Capital Development and back it up with new initiatives. The U.S. government intends to provide $5 million for the new Wysili Academy and Fulbright University, Vietnam.
That's in addition to over $13 million provided for programs under the U.S.-ASEAN Smart Cities Partnership to build productivity and improve people's lives. Finally, the United States has devoted new resources to help ASEAN countries face the current pandemic, as well as future ones.
The ASEAN Public Health Emergency Coordination System, through $1.5 million in funding from the State Department, will increase ASEAN's ability to respond as a region to emerging public health crises, and frankly, to help prevent the next pandemic, too. We've created a new Health Futures Alumni Network to share best practices in fighting and dealing with COVID. And our Department of Health and Human Services also plans to formalize its relationship with the ASEAN health sector.
I'm proud of America's work to support our friends in the ASEAN region, said Secretary Pompeo. You can count on it continuing.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.